Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hi, and welcome back to the Savvy Psychologist podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ellen Hendrickson. And every week, I'll help you meet life's challenges with evidence-based research, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. So last week, we covered the three signs of burnout. And this week, by request from listener Liz L. from Boston, we'll get your fire burning brightly again with nine ways to cope. So in case you missed last week's episode, we'll do a quick review. So burnout is a state that can affect anyone, but is most prevalent in idealists, strivers, and those who face what's called effort-reward imbalance, which is working your butt off with no appreciation or reward. But it's not just Comcast customer service reps, meter maids, and air traffic controllers getting burned out. Any profession, given a brutal workload and unsupportive environment, can breed burnout. So the three big signs of burnout are emotional exhaustion, reduced accomplishment, and something called depersonalization, which is basically growing bitter and cynical about the people you're supposed to care enough about to serve. So this week, what to do about burnout? Well, before you fantasize about getting arrested just to get some time off work, here are nine ways to rekindle after a bout of burnout. Tip number one, start with your body. This is cliche, but take care of yourself. How much wine are you drinking after work? When was the last time you exercised? When was the last time you ate lunch without staring at your computer? Make a decision to skip fast food, get back into exercising, and trade your smartphone for some shut-eye. Tip number two, identify which of six areas are causing your problems. So decades of burnout research have boiled work problems down to six things, and I'll go through them slowly because I'm going to throw a lot at you. Number one is workload. So basically, you're drowning in work and can never catch up. It keeps coming at you like that I Love Lucy episode with the chocolates on the conveyor belt. Number two is control, or rather, lack thereof. You feel like you have no agency or choice in your duties, process, or deadlines. Number three is rewards. You feel like you're being exploited. There's little reward to your work, whether in terms of finances, prestige, or positive feedback. Number four is fairness. Your work environment is simply hostile or unjust. Number five is community. There's a lack of support and camaraderie from coworkers and a surplus of backstabbing and mean-spiritedness. And finally, the sixth domain is values. So you may work against your conscience or morals, like evicting old ladies or harpooning baby whales. Now, once you've pinpointed which of the six things is snuffing your fire, try tip number three. Look to the future. So the opposite of job burnout is something called job engagement. So imagine what it would take for you to be engaged. Where would you like to be? What do you envision in a great place to work? And how can you feel like you make choices about your work rather than having them made for you?
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's Saucony.com.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
Tip number 4. Then, try to make a better match. Once you've pinpointed the problems and envisioned some solutions, have a go at creating a better match. Some problems are intractable, like working against your values or a horrible workplace culture. For that, see tip number 5. But sometimes change is possible. Maybe you can diversify your job description, transfer to another team or location within the company, justify hiring an assistant, or make the case for flex time or working from home a day a week. Or if the problem is social, perhaps you could suggest some changes that will help all employees. Tip number 5. If improving your current job doesn't work, make an executive decision. Be a boss. If making the match doesn't work, it might be a sign to look for another job or go back to school. Tip number 6. Shift your expectations. Now, notice I didn't say lower your expectations, but it's been shown that burnout is a consequence of a long-standing mismatch between a worker's expectations and the actual job duties. And unfortunately, the most idealistic among us often fall prey to burnout first. So make some internal changes as well. Shift from saving the world to helping those who will let you. Or aim for improvement, not perfection. Tip number 7, delegate. Now, hear me out on this one. By delegate, I don't mean dump the part of your job you don't like on the intern. Instead, fight the feeling that you're the only one who can handle things. So, interestingly, those with a sense of over-responsibility, like you think if you want something done right, you have to do it yourself, are more vulnerable to burnout. And sometimes your thought might be true. Your dissertation, your patients, sometimes you are the one in charge. But sometimes things can be delegated. If you suspect you're a little on the over-responsible side, test out delegation and see what happens. Tip number 8, diversify your time. By the time we burn out, we've often become one-dimensional. Life whittles down to work and maybe going to the gym, which we chalk up as taking care of ourselves, but is really just another duty. So instead, do the things you want to do, not just more of the things you should do. Ask yourself what you used to like to do, and then dust off your hiking boots, your Madeleine pan, or your table saw. Tip number 9. This may seem too simple, but take your vacation days. And while we're talking about time off, if you do end up quitting on a Friday, try your darndest not to start your next job on Monday. If you can afford it, take some time off to travel, see friends and family, or at least rest. Work on your house, read some novels, or play with your kids. So, if you instinctively swipe your work ID to get into your house, test out some of these 9 tips, and you'll go from burned out to fanning the flames. If The Savvy Psychologist is useful to you, let me know by liking on Facebook, subscribing to the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher, or subscribing to the biweekly newsletter at quickanddirtytips.com/newsletters. Thanks for listening. I'm Dr. Ellen Hendrickson. A transcript of this and every other episode is always available on quickanddirtytips.com/savvy-psychologist. Next week, we'll cover a topic that's gotten multiple requests: how to handle your own feelings of jealousy. And of course, The Savvy Psychologist is strictly for informational purposes and doesn't substitute for mental health care from a licensed professional. Thanks again. I'll see you next week for a happier, healthier mind.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.